Oh, the Adelsons and their friends, they're going to hate this report. But this is being reported in multiple sources like the Jerusalem Post and our social media here. And we're all telling the same story. And what's that story? It's very simple. It's right to the point, as you're going to see. But U.S. presidents are blackmailed by Israel, and this one factor keeps them in line. And right away, your mind is going to go to the really dark side, and I'll address that after the break. But in reality, it's out there in plain sight for everybody to see. We're controlled by Israel because they control our presidency, and they do it with one central strategy. We're going to expose it right here on the Common Sense Show. My name's Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show, Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. And we are brought to you by all the great people from NanoSoma. You know, it's likely I wouldn't be here today, or at least I would be having tubes in my nose and carrying around an oxygen tank and basically be totally sedentary instead of the great workout I'm going to do today. And listen, I'm not bragging. I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be able to do the things I can do. When I had strep lung linings from RSV and I got major experts saying, "Sorry, Mr. Hodges, that ain't coming back, not at your age." Well, it did. And it was the NanoSoma spray here in the starter pack where you get three of these bottles. That brought me back because it doesn't cure anything, but it's restorative and preventative because it boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels. And I'm walking, talking proof. And then you've got the NanoSoma gel, and you've heard me talk about this. I had bone on bone on my knee. So when I'm finally recovering back in the gym, the old knee problems that caused me to quit playing basketball started exploding, like as in my knee looked like a grapefruit. And I could only work out my legs about once every 5 days until the swelling subsided. And I knew I was on a collision course with knee replacement. Well, Scotty Sachs, my good friend at Sovereign Radio, my partner there, as well as he's broadcasting on Salem Radio, former Hollywood producer, left because he has morals. Scotty said, "Dave, try this gel." He said, "It works great for me." And he gave me the examples. Sure enough, over time, up to about 2 months, I saw gradual improvement. It was about that 8 week mark that I said, "Wow, I'm doing stuff here without the side effects. I'm not really swelling that much today. I don't swell at all because I rub the gel on because it produces pluripotent stem cells." And you can look that up. And this is really the key to handling a lot of joint inflammation. And then finally, the vanity cream, the skin cream, fine lines and wrinkles. But remember the bandage I carried around my, got a cut in the kitchen, 4 to 6 stitches needed. I says, no. I've been told by everybody that if I use this cream and the same people that brought my health back, I don't have to get those stitches. Now, I'm not saying forgo medical care, but I did it in this instance. I don't have a scar. And it took about 2 weeks for this to heal using the cream. Altogether, starter pack, 15% off the retail price. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I look at people like Jonathan Pollard, who spent 30 years in an American prison for selling top secret intel to Israel. And he told the Israeli Post what I'm going to tell you that other social media people have been saying for years. That every time a president grows a spine and decides to stand up to the people in the Israeli government, not the Israeli people, in their government, they resort to the same playbook. They did it in the Yom Kippur War. They just did it recently with the bombing of Iran. And I believe they're going to begin to do it again if we cut off Gaza aid to Israel for Gaza. We've given them, well, this is a month ago, 34 billion. I'm sure that's much higher now because Israel's back in Gaza doing what Israel does. And what is that? Well, I'll tell you the story that Pollard told to the Jerusalem Post. And this is on tape. This isn't like he said, she said, they came back to us third party. I've seen the interview. Pollard said, Israeli government called up the president and said, use your eye in the sky and look at the plane that we have at this air base on the ground and look at the weaponry. And would you care to guess what that weaponry was? It was nuclear weapons. And Israel repeatedly not only threatens presidents, we'll use nukes on our enemies if you stop supplying us with all the arms, ammunition, supplies that we need, but they also have another option. They go to the extreme and I think insane approach called the Samson option. And by the use of the term, some of you will automatically know the words that are going to come out of my mouth before I say it. The Samson option is not only will we nuke the people around us, if we're in an existential threat situation and you cut us off, we'll nuke ourselves and the entire Middle East. And it's happened more than one time, and presidents have repeatedly been forced to back down. I'm almost of the opinion we call their bluff. But then that if they're willing to threaten to do this to themselves, who's to say that they won't execute false flags in America of a devastating nature? Remember, we have an open border with Canada. Do I need to say more? And third-party operatives, oh, I don't know, let's say like the Egyptians that were at UVU. They're little errand boys. Candace Owens nailed this, and I tell you, when we've checked into this, and I say multiple people on my side of the fence, Candace was 110% right. So they could use one of their proxies, cross our border, do whatever. Hell, if they can take out Charlie Kirk, they sure as hell can do this. This is scary. I think we need to rethink our allegiance to this government. Protect Israel if they're attacked? Yes, I've said that consistently. Israel has a right to exist, and the Jewish people should never have to face what they did in pre-World War II and during the war, ever. And I feel it's our moral obligation to help them with that. But it is not our moral obligation to support wars of foreign imperialism for their national gain. And I'll say it again, so their people can have universal health care and they don't have to spend that money on defense. And so their people can have free college because they don't have to spend that money on defense because we do it for them. And then they do this nonsense of the Samson option and blackmail our presidents. Do you think there's a time to rethink this? And I'll tell you, as this stuff circulates, and the real donor class behind TPUSA continues to be exposed for all to see. I mean, you know who I'm hearing from? I'm hearing from 20-year-old kids. Mr. Hodges. I guess they're showing me respect for my age, but Mr. Hodges, thank you for exposing this. If I'm drafted to go to Iran, to hell with them, big middle finger. I mean, this is what I'm hearing. It's about time. Because we're not sacrificing our youth for a foreign nation's imperialism ever. And I've got to tell you, Netanyahu is as dirty as it comes. Oh, you think we've had some bad leadership on the conservative side? We call out Barack Obama for his socializing America, the ACA, and all that nonsense. He looks like a pristine angel compared to what we're seeing over in Israel with that leadership. And let me tell you, I'd like to think if I was in a position of power and I knew my enemy had a base underneath the school, that I wouldn't be such a heartless bastard that I'd bomb the school. Yet you saw the stories. You saw the stories. And I still haven't heard an answer on a reason for the 6-hour delay in response. Charlie called it out. I called it out when it happened. And I posted some X from former IDF intel and surveillance, and they said, this is BS. This is not true. Time to rethink America first. And I'm going to renew something that I said earlier today. Mr. President, you need Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm as America first as they come, with deference for other human beings. And I look at her and I trust her. And I'm not saying she's right 100% of the time, but I trust her. She cares what happens to our people. And Mr. President, you need to find a way to mend this fence and keep her in the fold. And this is coming from a ardent Trump supporter. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Hello, America. And to our friends around the world, welcome to the Common Sense Show. We're the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. If you've not looked at this, you should. The banks are holding secret meetings that are leaking. So I guess they're not too secret, but they are considering alternatives because they know they're about ready to be torn down. We talked about the $233 trillion mess of private equity. Oh, it's cascading into the home market and a dozen other entities that are important to you. It could tear down the economy. And some people are saying, Dave, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Perhaps. The banks go down, Dodd-Frank 2010 and UCC Code Section 8. The banks can keep your money. They can bail you in and keep a percentage. They can keep the whole thing like they did in 1929. Why would you subject yourself to that? Now, I know you need to have a bank account, need to have operating capital. But if you keep much more than that in there, you're risking it. And no one should ever have their retirement associated with it. Noble Gold can fix all this for you. Place your retirement in your name. No one can touch it. Back it with gold and silver, an appreciating asset as opposed to the failing dollar that's debasing everything associated with a bank. You're saying, I never thought of that. Well, okay, it's time. And I don't know how much time we have. I would recommend you call Noble Gold and have a discussion with one of their reps. They're not going to push you to do anything. They're there to give you information and facilitate anything that you want to do. First time I dealt with them, I was shocked how I had to basically close my own deal. This is where you want to be. I've been a customer for over 8 years. I've been an advertiser, gosh, for almost 9.5 years now. They're the best organization I've dealt with. That's why I can give you the FTC warning that's required that most people don't. There's no guarantees, plain and simple. Okay, well, like I said before, there should be a sign over every bank with the same warning from the FTC. Now, having said that, you can call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Tell them I told you to call. And if you forget the number, just go to DaveHodgesGold.com to start the process. There's something so dastardly, so evil in the European Union going on right now. And hardly anyone in America knows about this. I've talked to a few of my colleagues. Two of them had any notion, but I don't know that they understood the full ramification because once you find out about it, you got to follow the rabbit hole to really understand it. What am I talking about? How the World Economic Forum is going to enforce what they told us they were going to do to us 5 years ago. You remember that? You'll own nothing and love it and be happy. Well, I don't know about the last part, but the first part, they're well on their way. ESG is now becoming the law in Europe. They're working out the differences. They got three lawmaking bodies in the European Union, and there's just minor structural differences in their approach that they're now harmonizing. Environmental, social, justice, governance. It's being directed at the big corporation. So you go, well, that's not me. I'm okay. I'm a small businessman, or I work for somebody that's not one of these companies. That would be an incorrect assumption because, as my dad used to say, excrement rolls downhill, or words to that effect. And that's what's going to happen here. What the EU is doing will affect every business in America, everyone who grows food, anyone who drives a truck for delivery, any company associated with the process, including the tool manufacturers. Basically, everything is going to be affected because of the downstream reach. And you're saying, Dave, it'll never pass in America. It doesn't have to. It does not have to. Let's take, oh, I don't know, choose a company, auto manufacturing company, okay, Ford, Chevrolet, whatever it would be. They don't construct all their parts, they outsource the parts. And some of the places they outsource to is in Europe. They depend on getting European parts. Well, let's just say now that they impose these standards. In other words, they're going to enforce carbon footprints. They're going to enforce social justice, like what we saw in the early days of COVID and the street riots and all that stuff that went with it. They can impose anything they want if they have control of ESG. And remember, the ESG standards started with the WEF, and we saw BlackRock, State Street Vanguard, that triumvirate controls 93% of all U.S. asset management. They imposed their will on American corporations, and this nation went crazily woke. The people tried to rebel without much good. These people are willing to take huge losses to impose their will on the American people. But it reached a point where they said, well, we don't want to drive all our participants out of business, like Target, like Bud Light. So they backed off, and BlackRock says, we don't do ESG anymore. They don't have to. For us to do business with the European Union, and we have this interdependent relationship, everyone, if you're growing potatoes or soybeans or whatever it is, you have to be compliant to the ESG European model, or you can't do business because it affects everyone through the supply chain. You're saying, oh my gosh, you'd never thought of that, had you? Honestly, I'm going to confess. I didn't ever see how ESG would be permanently enforced on the American people. To accept this globalist woke doctrine to the extreme, they can dictate where you live, how you work, where you'll work, what you'll get paid, what your living conditions will be, what your mode of transportation, if any, will be. You're saying, Dave, are you leading into 15-minute cities? That's exactly where I'm leading to. There is nothing out of reach that they can't control through the corporations because money rules the world. Can you believe this? And I don't know if President Trump feels he can do anything about it. Now, he has, look at what he's done with education. Universities will not teach woke. He's made that really clear. And he's tried to use financial strings to enforce that. But woke is going to be imposed on the United States without one I there's not one paragraph of legislation that supports it in this country, but it's coming here anyway because of the Europeans. Oh, and threat gets a whole lot worse. We're going to cover the big threat in a later segment. But I'm telling you right now, this threat is here, and it's going to spread not just to the United States, but throughout the entire world. And I can see why the banks and corporations that demanded woke were willing to lose billions of dollars in the process because it's a return on investment prospect. It's what lies downstream for them that they're going to make money on. First, they get power, that's control, and the money will follow. And the power-money relationship is bidirectional. Power influences how much money influences power, and you get into that cycle. But they're starting this process with the power. Things are about ready to get really tough, and we're looking at an era of feudalism. I alluded to it yesterday in a YouTube post I did as a prelude to this. You need to understand this, no escaping this right now, unless we're willing to take tremendous economic hits and tell the European Union we're going total isolationist. But I don't know if that's even possible because we're in a global economy. This is scary. When Klaus Schwab and his minions were bragging, "You know nothing and love it," I thought, yeah. So much for you. That ain't gonna happen. Not here in America. I no longer believe that. We're in a lot of trouble. And if we don't educate people as to the danger so we can stand up to it, all those things we heard about are gonna become our reality very quickly. And I don't think we have a lot of time. So I'm going to ask you. Everything that we do is digital. And when we do something on this topic, I would ask you to send it to as many people as possible because the algorithms are not kind to us. Except in one venue. Our podcasts are still in the top one half of 1% in the world. They haven't touched that yet. But the other stuff we do, oh yeah, So we're going to have to do grassroots sharing the old-fashioned way. And we have to develop a collective consciousness as a first step to standing up to this by making people aware. And once people are aware and you have this growing consciousness, this is where decisions and actions come from. But until there's a complete awareness, there's no hope. And I think you know the answer. Well, can't the mass media? No. In fact, the mass media has been chopped off at the knees. They don't draw as many people as we do in the alternative media. In fact, we're actually the new mass media. I'm Dave Hodges, asking for help for humanity. This is the Common Sense Show. The food wars are here. The problem has already started. It's manifesting in various parts of the world, but don't think that we're immune to it here in America. We're going to give you a brief overview of the problem so you can begin to prepare and you can begin to share with others so we can eventually take collective action. No collective action is going to come from our government. It's going to have to come from us in the grassroots. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're brought to you by something that can keep the wolf away from the door for a while. Oh, I'm not saying this is a permanent solution. I'm saying this is something that can get you by for a while. What I'm talking about here is the world of storable food. It just so happens that I represent the best one in the world, My Patriot Supply, and they got a lot going on right now. First of all, you get a 4-week food supply in this bucket. And they have everything, beans, potatoes, meat, chicken, fish, everything. You get 2,000 calories per day on the 3 meals they allocate. And you go, well, that could be quite a lot. Well, you're eating to survive when you're eating this. 25-year shelf life. It tastes great. I've tasted it to see if we could stand it. But when you get hungry enough, you'd eat anything regardless of how it tasted, as long as it kept you alive. Now, when you look at this situation, this company is offering a free 4-week kit in combination with a 3-month supply. The experts say you better have 6 months. Some people can't do that financially. I get that. But what I'm telling you right now, if you're someone that doesn't have a lot of cash to put away and buy gold, save your savings in the bank because you don't have that much, the next thing you need to be considering as your plan B, which will become your plan A, is to store food. And I'm going to recommend too that when you get it, you hide some of it, whether it's creating a second wall, whether it's sealing it in tight compartments and burying it predetermined places and covering that up. You will need to do this because in an emergency, you need to know FEMA has the right to take any resource they want in an emergency, including your labor, by the way. Oh, just check out Executive Order 13603. I'll cover that in some detail, if not today, somewhere down the road, in the near future. But right here, you get 2,000 calories per day. This is a mainstream company in terms of who it deals with. My Patriot Supply is offering this $247 value for free. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Right here, this is Michael Young. Talked a lot about famine recently. And before we hear what he has to say, I'm going to give you my take and then give you his take. And it's not exactly the same. But with the ESG ratings coming in to the European Union, and by the fact that we're globally interconnected economically, it's going to be the rule of law here, but it's the corporate rule of law. Our government's completely bypassed in this process. And we covered that in the last segment. You might want to go back and check that out if you didn't hear that. But what we're looking at here is with the ESG, they can impose such standards and restrictions to keep us all safe, of course, that food supply shrinks dramatically. There's already a plan to reduce the sunlight by 18%. Oh, wait a minute. That's already happened. That's what the scientists tell us. That limits crop yield. If there's a disruption in the supply chain with gasoline, what will happen to the food? Well, you won't have to worry because the food won't get to market and your grocery stores will be emptied in a day or two. These are the problems that you're facing right now, today. And it's right here at your doorstep. As I mentioned in the last segment, the European Union has three lawmaking bodies and they're harmonizing their ESG, which will affect the food supply. Here's Michael Yon and his take on all this.
I mean, if you live in Manhattan, I think you're crazy. I mean, because, straight up, I mean, what are you going to do in Manhattan when everybody's hungry? I mean, people go to cannibalism within 2 weeks, easy.
That expert is warning that a famine is coming, and he's probably not wrong that many people will turn to cannibalism. If food supplies collapse, people get.
So without food, that society should break down completely. And yes, grocery stores in the cities will wipe out very quickly. The food will last maybe 2 or 3 days tops. If you don't want to end up in that kind of situation, start.
You got to start preparing now. That's the point. And that's the point that we all need to understand here is that we are in a situation right now where it's already being imposed upon us. And the big punch in the gut is coming out of Europe. I can't stress this or say it enough because no one, well, I won't say this. I won't say no one's looking there, but the majority of Americans are totally unaware of this danger. And how long does it take for disruption to show up with availability of groceries in the store? A day. That's because the grocery stores use just-in-time delivery, 4 to 6 deliveries per day. That gets disrupted in a crisis. What is a crisis? We used to say it would take about 2 days, maybe three, for the shelves to empty. What we found in Hurricane Harvey was it was less than a day for critical elements to disappear and also the remaining to skyrocket and near riots or sometimes riots fighting over what was left that was available. And when you heard Jan say that I wouldn't live in Manhattan, I'm talking about any city. And then you think it's dire and they go to cannibalism. Look, the studies have been done. as grotesque as it is to talk about, and I find it personally disgusting, that is a fact of life. That people eventually, the Donner Party, what happened with the airplane crash in South America in the 70s, and what we learned from that soccer team that crashed and what happened with the survivors, it was not good. It wasn't good at all. And we're facing this right now today. Famine is sweeping through Africa. I'm going to mention a group that I'm going to talk more about later. It's called Convoy of Hope. And the Convoy of Hope is hoping to serve 1 billion meals by 2030. I don't know if they're going to have the opportunity by then if these things keep progressing. But they are feeding Americans in high volume through donations. They work through the churches. And they are now doing it around the world. And we heard a report in our church where the founder and CEO appeared, and he said, famine is becoming massive in Africa, and it's spreading. Well, here's what we know about America. We already have 1 in 4 kids that go to bed hungry in this country. 1 in 4. Do I have to say any more? We're sitting on a food powder keg. And then we have a land problem, which I'll talk about in another segment, and what's going on there. But the regulations that will come out of the EU will promote less agricultural production. The yield will diminish greatly. And this is where you're going to see an explosion of the problem. Because if you want to do business with the EU and it's all intertwined, these corporations aren't going to think twice about the population. They're going to think about their corporate survival. And they're going to enforce their ESG downstream, as I talked about in the last segment. This is scary, scary stuff. And you need to know we're sitting on the precipice. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Please share widely, because everything we do is digital, because we've got to raise awareness so we can have that collective consciousness as a precursor to taking action. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of the Common Sense Show, and we'll move everything into position here. It's time that we laid our cards on the table here as much as possible, because we don't have a lot of time to course correct. We are moving into an era where what's going to be done to us is going to be irreversible if we let it go far enough. It's just, think of it like stage 4 cancer. And what I'm talking about, food shortages, adding up to famine, unemployment like you wouldn't believe, the collapse of the housing market, the collapse of the medical industrial complex. It's priced itself out of existence. And a whole host of other things. And the thing is how could this much be wrong? And, of course, people that don't want to deal with this will say, well, we're just piling one conspiracy theory on top of another. And I would say to that, give me some new conspiracy theories, because most of the old ones have already proven to be true. We are facing monumental issues. And we're going to try to focus on them one at a time over the next several days and multiple segments that we do. Because these issues are interrelated. That's right. They're interrelated because they come from the same origin, the same source, and they've announced the same things. And you have the information at your fingertips. I and many of my colleagues have covered these things ad nauseum. But there hasn't been a comprehensive whole to all this. And the comprehensive whole is evil. Anything that can affect God's prized creation, which is us, is under attack in multiple ways. And which one do we start with? Which is the most serious? And the answer is, this for a multiple choice quiz, all of the above. I want to talk to you about our sponsor. Do you want to improve your immune system? Particularly in the face of people are being priced out of medical treatment. This boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels. It also is restorative. It doesn't cure anything, but it makes your immune system perform at a level where it does cure just about everything that can come your way. I'm a survivor of strip lung linings with a negative prognosis. Only thing I was taking by that point in time was this, the Nanosoma liquid spray. Maintenance dose, 5 sprays once a day, but because it's all natural, if you're in crisis, you can do that every hour in the hour, which I did do. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. If you want to give your immune system a fighting chance in this toxic environment, go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, let's start with the massive unemployment, because I believe everything cascades from that. Although there are multiple cascading points of origin, this is a big one. And I want to talk to you about what happens when big tech comes to town. Well, in the beginning of big tech coming to town, there are two really noticeable drawbacks to your lifestyle. But this isn't really the entire problem. It's the symptoms of the entire problem. What are those two things? Well, I'll give you an example. We have a high-tech chip plant and other related sources about 25 miles from me in rural northern Maricopa County. And our utility bills in 2026 are going up 17% to pay for their electrical needs. Oh, where I live too, we have growth coming out and starting to reach us. We have traffic jams 10 miles from here that are the worst in Phoenix. And this is on the periphery of Phoenix. But we can't get the county to build any new roads that are buildable, doable. But for this chip plant, they got all the money in the world. Where there are hardly any housing developments, 4-lane roads, stoplights for no one to stop at. Electrical bill up 17% in 1 year. Water shortages coming. Why would they build these plants in the desert where water is a prime commodity? Hard to understand that, isn't it? So these people get their free water, they get their free electricity, and we, the citizens, pay for it. That's what you notice right away. But that's not really what concerns me the most. The people perpetrating these changes are Fabian socialists. Now, someone who taught sociology, actually the first class I ever taught in a college setting was sociology, which was my undergrad major, one of my two majors. And I learned one of the five pillars of modern sociology was what they called Fabian socialism. No, not just socialism, Fabian socialism, devised by Herbert Spencer in the 19th century. You're saying, what did he do? Well, he said that we all had an obligation to society. And the moment that we don't put more into society than we take out, that person should be done away with. It's extreme. And I remember all the times I learned this, I thought, okay, I know there's mindsets like that. That doesn't surprise me. What surprised me is that a modern social science would embrace this as one of the pillars. But it did. And still does. Herbert Spencer, remember that name, because his philosophy is guiding what's going on. Now, when big tech comes to your town, here's another thing that happens. Eventually, you're going to get mass unemployment, and this has led economists to either purposely or mistakenly say, your economy's collapsing. The AI is failing. big tech, high tech is failing. No, that's not the case. Just look at Silicon Valley. All's well in Silicon Valley. That's not the case at all. What the case is AI is replacing jobs, which leads to a cascading effect of other things. People can't afford their homes because they don't have a job. They're forced into cheap rentals, but the rentals are escalating because of the law of supply and demand. Exactly. And then, of course, your transportation costs, because oil's not reducing significantly like I thought it should with Trump freeing up energy, your supply chain costs are still high, resulting in higher gasoline prices. We have a major exporter of oil, refined oil from California, but the cost is exorbitant because of environmental restrictions placed on it. This increased the cost of shipping as well. So you're paying a heck of a lot more in your grocery stores. But wait a minute. Your grocery stores are collapsing as well. Major grocery outlets like Kroger are closing stores, and massive layoffs in states like Indiana, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois. And you're saying, I haven't heard that. Well, it is in the mainstream media, but it's not being featured prominently, if you know what I mean. And so you have these cascading effects. Let me read to you some facts here from Austin, Texas, once the secondary destination from Silicon Valley, because housing was affordable. In Silicon Valley, they're paying $4,000 for a studio bedroom apartment. Hey, we go to Austin. At one time, the homes were about $300,000. They escalated in the tech boom to $660,000 on average. Today, that number has declined to $430,000. The housing market is collapsing in Austin. 80% of the people that hold mortgages are underwater with those mortgages. And the key culprit, AI. Because you see, AI is like fool's gold. You know what it does? It creates jobs to produce something that takes away jobs in greater volume than the original creation of jobs. So if you want to destroy your job market, bring in companies that do big tech, particularly AI. And they say AI is collapsing. There's nothing collapsing about AI. This is the purpose. Create labor fulfillment at a much cheaper price. AI doesn't need vacations. They don't have workman's comp. They don't need health care insurance, just basic little maintenance, which it can often perform on itself. This is what happens when AI comes to your town. And this is fueling the economic collapse of America. Now, I don't know if Trump realized this in the beginning when he held his AI conference, his big tech conference, and they exchanged lovey-dovey compliments that we saw spread throughout social media. But these are the people that have led to one of the origination points of the destruction of this country. They're not the only ones. But AI is putting America out of business. But it's not just the loss of jobs, it's everything else. And why are grocery chains failing? Let's go back to that for a minute. Grocery chains are failing because people don't have enough money to buy enough calories to sustain the present level of grocery sales. Let that sink in for a minute. We have people going without meals. We have, what is it, 1/8 of the country on SNAP payments? That's just one form of welfare. 1 out of 8. We have people making eat or heat decisions this winter. In my neck of the woods, that'll come back in late May, where it's cool or eat. We're undergoing a complete economic collapse because the job base is being attacked, and it's affecting all these other segments. Retail stores are in total collapse right now, and they have been for a couple of years. Stores like Joanne, once figured to be a standard bearer of the retail industry, gone. Why? Because if you're unemployed, you're not buying retail. It's that simple. We have a major issue, America. AI is the enemy of humanity because it's uncontrolled. And the thing that disturbs me about the federal government right now is they're imposing regulations on states where they can't interfere with AI for a decade. Why just a decade? Because it'll be all over long before then. What's the answer? Stay tuned. We're going to lay the entire problem out in subsequent segments of this show. And then we'll start talking about, are there any solutions, anything that we can do? Well, I'm going to tell you, the solutions are limited. But yes, there's always options. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and I want to help free you from your excess weight. We have a great sponsor here, and I'm so happy to be bringing this to you. GLP-1, you look at those products out there, they are expensive. And credit to President Trump for trying to bring the price down, because he wants America to be healthy as well. And one of the best ways to get healthy is to lose weight. Well, we got something here for you that is just outstanding. I'm going to just show you my script. And this is just phenomenal stuff. And I mean phenomenal. I'm just going to read right along, and I want you to read with me. You want to lose weight? You want to do it cheaply and not pay these exorbitant prices? Here we go. We've all seen the headlines about Ozempic and other miracle weight loss shots. What people don't realize is that people, when they stop taking these drugs, and they're very expensive, they gain all their weight back within a year. So the drugs only work while you're on them. They're expensive, and the moment you stop, your body fights back. This is why I like BioTrust GLP-1 Elevate, and everyone is obsessed with weight management results I've seen with it. It helps my body naturally trigger the same hunger-controlling, craving-reducing signals that Ozempic would, but without the needles, prescriptions, and the scary side effects. It promotes safety, fullness, helps reduce hunger hormones, supports fat loss instead of muscle loss, and helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For a limited time, you can grab a bag of BioTrust GLP-1 Elevate for 40% off at trimwithdave.com. That's trimwithdave.com. Plus, you'll receive a 60-day satisfaction guarantee and free express shipping on subscriptions. Key points here I want you to realize. This is, man, I'll tell you, I am so happy to be bringing this to you, but let's go to some talking points here. 60-day money-back guarantee, so you know it works. Boosts the GLP-1 levels by over 50%, enjoys longer-lasting appetite management, lower the hunger hormone to reduce cravings, free shipping on every order. And listen to this. For every order today, BioTrust donates a nutritious meal to a hungry child in your honor through our partnership with NoKidHungry.org. That's fantastic. And they've delivered over 1 million meals. This is fantastic stuff. Go to trimwithdave.com. Hey, let's get healthy together. You notice I've been doing good, and you guys have been very complimentary. And finally, we kind of went to, okay, well, Dave's happy with the product. Maybe he'll represent us. And they didn't have to ask twice. I'm going to be really pushing this between now and the end of the month, because we got Thanksgiving in between. You know what that means. So go to trimwithdave.com. That's trimwithdave.com. Well, I want to talk to you about Marjorie Taylor Greene and Donald Trump. I think both of them are overreacting a little bit, not a little bit, a lot. Donald Trump, the king of the MAGA movement, he's reversed the terrible course we were on. Are things perfect and ideal? No, but Trump inherited a poop mess. Do you not agree? I'm sure you agree with me on that point. And he's righted the ship. I believe we're headed in the right direction in many ways, but we have profound challenges. And what I see Trump doing is positioning to meet these challenges. And this was not his doing. This was the doing of the Democrats who were running the Biden administration while he sat drooling in his chair, not knowing where he was at. And that's a shame because if we live long enough, we'll all be there with Joe Biden. So I don't disparage him for that. But the people that kept him in there, I wish Comer and the Oversight Committee would go after them. Anyway, that being what it is, I looked at Marjorie Taylor Greene as a bastion of truth and strength and the willingness to stand up to tyranny. And she did it all through the Biden administration. And she's true to her word. When she saw things she didn't like with Trump that I don't like this Israel first BS. She spoke out. She spoke for me. I agreed with her. She's no traitor, President Trump. She is no traitor. She is America first, and I trust her. Now, there's some hope here. I believe President Trump, before he's done with this term, because things are going to get so tough, he'll lead us out of the darkness, and he'll go down as one of the greatest presidents of all time. It'll be George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Donald Trump. And I believe that's where this is headed. But we need people in supporting cast like Marjorie Taylor Greene. She motive is motivated by America. God bless her. Well, 2 days after Trump called her a traitor, he's now praising her. Said, I wish she'd get back into politics. Marjorie Taylor Greene came out today and she said, I don't have a problem with Trump so much as I do some of the people around him who are manipulating him. Oh, how many times you heard me say that? Peter Thiel, we don't need his influence. I have nothing against the man. I just am not in line with his politics. And the same thing with people like Adelson. Stay the hell out of our elections and leave Massey alone. And we need to legislate against people like her. He needs to disassociate himself with those, and he needs to associate himself with people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's for America. She's for you and she's for me. There could be a makeup on the horizon. There needs to be a makeup on the horizon. And I hope you'll help me sing this tune loud and clear until the president hears you need Marjorie Taylor Greene. Look, I played on athletic teams where two really good players didn't necessarily get along, and it's kind of where I came in. Can I make the peace? Can I hold things together? Because I realized if we lose either one of these guys, we ain't the same team. Same thing is true right here. She needs to be front and center in the MAGA movement. And I don't know how any of you could disagree with me. What you get from her and when she speaks is pure from the heart honesty. There's no agenda there. She could never work for TPUSA. Yeah, and that's a slap that's intended. So please encourage the president by being public to make amends with Marjorie Taylor Greene, and we need to find a way to keep her in Congress. She's one of the best, and so is Trump. They got to work together. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hey, don't forget trimwithdave.com. I am so excited to be representing these people because they do miracles and they can do it for you.